The drugs, Avastin, Herceptin, and Rituxan, are considered blockbusters in cancer care. Brian Martin, Senior Director of Pharmacy at Maine Medical Center, says they're used in about half of cancer treatments nationwide.
For these three drugs, unfortunately, they really dominate the market and there's no competitor.
When Martin crunches the numbers, he says the cost of the new distribution policy for Maine Health, which includes multiple hospitals in the southern part of the state, is about $450,000 a year.
So significant cost, which ultimately ends up getting passed along to consumers and payers.
In the past, Maine Medical Center ordered the cancer drugs from a distributor in Massachusetts, which gave them discounts under a base agreement. But in mid-September, drug maker Genentech announced it would limit distribution from about 80 centers nationwide down to 6. Now Maine Medical Center has to order from a specialty distributor in Tennessee. What used to show up at the hospital's pharmacy door within a day of ordering now takes longer, travels through more channels, and leaves more chance for error for the refrigerated drugs, says Martin.
Genentech's reason for doing this was about protecting product integrity. I actually think it might be putting more risk when it sort of leaves the distribution facility.
The clinical manager of the pharmacy department at Eastern Maine Medical Center, Jamie Cronin, says the hospital was already getting the cancer drugs from one of the designated specialty distributors. But she says the change severely limits the hospital's choice.
It's likened to, I tell you, you have to shop at Hannaford, and you say, well, no big deal. I don't care. I shop at Hannaford anyway. Well, maybe 2 weeks from now, Whole Foods comes into town, and you say, well, I want to shop at Whole Foods. And we're like, no, you can't. You have to shop at Hannaford, whether you like it or not.
And even though Eastern Maine Medical Center was already using a specialty distributor, Cronin says the price has inexplicably gone up about $100 per product.
When the invoice came through, it was more expensive and with really no good reason.
Genentech declined a recorded interview for broadcast. In a written statement, spokeswoman Charlotte Arnold says the specialty distribution model best serves patient safety and access because these cancer drugs require special storage and handling and therefore tighter inventory management. But both Brian Martin of Maine Med and Jamie Cronin of Eastern Maine Med say it's a growing trend for drug companies to designate so-called specialty drugs that make it more complicated to get medication for patients in a timely fashion and more expensive. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.